Adab for this ummah is by and large not in the akhirat. Adab for this ummah is in this world. And then the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what type of adab? Al-fitan, wal-qatal, wal-zilzal. Tribulation, killing, earthquakes. People say, why earthquakes only happen in Muslim countries? Allah Ta'ala gave you the answer. Allah is purifying you that when you come to Jannat, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep us go straight inshallah in Jannat, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala brings about this expiation of sins. So Allah Ta'ala can purify us. Hazrat Maulana Masoola Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah fill his qabr with nur. You know, used to give this beautiful example. He used to say, Allah Ta'ala giving difficulty upon the believers both in this world and also some people, believers, before they go into Jannat, Allah will purify them and maybe give them some form of punishment. May Allah Ta'ala give our entry into Jannah without hisab, inshallah, without even testing us. But if sometimes Allah Ta'ala were to do this for some believers, he gave this example, worthy for us to consider. He say a child comes home after playing whole day, and it is dirty. The child is dirty. And the child is dirty, and it is now completely tired. It doesn't want to listen to anything. It wants to sleep. Mother say, you can't sleep. Mother puts it in the bath. How difficult that child finds it to take that bath. Her mother scrubs it, makes it nice and clean. And then afterwards saying, now my bachu, go and sleep. He said, inshallah, the difficulty that comes upon the believer is in the same category. Allah wants to purify the believer before putting him in Jannat, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes bring about these. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala must, you know, we must be also very careful. We must always never ask Allah Ta'ala for purification. We must ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah must give us his fazl without any purification also. We are very weak, brothers. I always make mention of this. Allah mustn't test us. Allah test those banda, Waidib Tala Ibrahim. Allah Ta'ala tested the Sahaba, ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum littaqwa. Allah Ta'ala tested their hearts, not even their bodies. Allah Ta'ala tested their heart. What was the examination subject? Taqwa. What was the result from the Sahaba? Lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun azim. For them was maghfirat and a great reward, subhanallah. But they were Sahaba. You know, I make mention of this. Many times I made mention of it previously. You might have heard of it from me previously. We had one Ustad, Hazrat Mona Idris Mirti Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah fill his qabr with nur, taught us Jalalain, taught us Sahih Muslim. Used to be very, very difficult in marking. So one day, in the examination paper, he didn't put any mark. No mark. Anyone who passed Mona Idris paper, people used to say, excellent student. He was such a student. One day he didn't put any mark on the paper. So when the office told him, why, how do we record? There is no mark. So he said, yeh toh sifar ke bhi kabil nahi hai. He said, you can't even put a zero on this newspaper, on this paper. It's so weak. I can't even put zero on this paper. But we are like that. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. Allah Ta'ala must forgive us without any. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a sahabi who was completely wasted. He was bones, no flesh, weak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent something. Oh my sahabi, what did you ask? What dua do you make to Allah? He said, I made dua to Allah, Allah must purify me. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't make dua that Allah must purify you. Make dua, Allah must grant you rahmat and mercy. Are you worthy of receiving Allah's purification? Are you worthy that Allah must purify you in this world? And with our guna, if Allah Ta'ala started purifying us, what will happen to us? But anyway, Allah Ta'ala grants difficulty sometimes to people to elevate their status, expiation of sin. Now amongst the wisdoms with regard to difficulty, one of the greatest wisdoms of difficulty, brothers, it makes us humble. You know, the Anbiya alayhi salatu, the Malaika used to, they worship and they glorify Allah Ta'ala in various ways. And even in their glorification, there is great amount of wisdom. So one of the very famous aspects with regard to how the malaika glorify Allah, subhana man zayyana ar-rajulu bil-luha. Glory be to Allah who adorned the man through the means of the beard. Allah has given him a dignity. Allah has adorned him with a beard. And Allah has adorned the woman through the means of her long hair. One amazing zikr of the malaika is, subhana man istakhraja ad-du'a bil-bala. Glory be to Allah who has extracted dua from the people by difficulties. One wonders in today's time, brothers, if there is no difficulty, when will we call out towards Allah? When will we call out to Allah when there is no difficulty?